That is the Rise FM breakfast with JT and Victor. As you know, of course, if Koguti Umuntu who is into farming, Kungenza Mflambi Guti Gevele Usukona, or you are still up and coming, make sure that you do stick around, because coming up next, we chat to head sector specialist at Standard Bank in Mpumalanga, Julian Felix, as of Shilaga Banzi, about isn't all eating I, Mflambi Nguaz Guti, as a farmer, what can you, Mflambi Season among Altola, Kunafan Standard Bank, make sure that you stick around, right on Rise FM breakfast.
It's Zuki and Lily driving you home from Drive, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6.
On Rise FM Breakfast, good morning to you. Good to have you with us. If you have just tuned in, we're speaking with Head Sector Specialist at Standard Bank Mpumalanga, that is Julian Felix. Julian, great to have you with us on our show. Today we're talking about Standard Bank Agriculture. How is the agriculture sector doing in our province of Mpumalanga?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I guess the agriculture sector is very different between the lowveld and the highveld. And with the good rains we had earlier in the year, our dams are full, and this is leading to great yields for our farmers on the highveld. So we're seeing phenomenal crops being forecast this year, particularly in maize and soybeans. Mm. So, we are very bullish on the agriculture sector for this year.
Wow. And what's happening in the lowveld?
So the lowfields are a little bit different, where you have longer-term crops. Many of them focused on exports. So this ranges from avocados, macs, bananas, fish, vegetables, sugar, even forestry. And this market is definitely dependent on exports. And with the strengthening rand, we haven't really been impacted. And I think farmers are smiling in the lowfield.
Mm. You know, COVID-19 has impacted a lot of businesses, a lot of people as well. So how has it impacted the farming community, if it has at all?
Yeah, I guess the farming community is extremely resilient, not only with exports, but also being an essential service in that they, you know, we're the food basket of South Africa. So, with favorable weather, I think the farming community has been relatively resilient through this period, and it has stood us in good stead, and many and it has helped us with employment, particularly part-time workers in and around the low south area. Yeah.
Mm. And I'm sure at home there's someone who is an existing farmer and also an upcoming farmer, like who'd like to know what products are applicable to them. Can you maybe kindly just lay them down for us?
Yeah, so I look after a team of specialists, and our job is to really fit the product solution to a farmer. So it ranges from what we call a term loan, which is a longer term loan, which allows you to purchase a farm. We've got asset finance, which looks at purchasing the implements and infrastructure around a farm. And then more particularly on the high farm, we've got what is called production loans. And these loans are for farmers to assist them with the annual planting season, so that they can pay for all the input costs. And lastly, it's not only about loans and financing. As and when those farmers reap the benefits of being in farming and the profits they make, we've got a wide range of investment solutions that, you know, help them protect that nest egg.
Mm. In closing, let's talk about emerging farmers. I know sometimes it can be extremely difficult for someone who's new in the business to try and secure a loan. How do you assist them?
Yeah, so we had a fascinating opportunity at the beginning of this year. Many emerging farmers, which border on assistance farmers, they were particularly hard hit by COVID, and we were approached by an NGO called Tambali. And Tambali provides technical skills to emerging farmers, and they actually take farmers through a 18-month program with all the technical skills to be a farmer. And we were approached by Tambali to see what is it that we could do to assist some of these farmers. And to date, we've been able to assist 16 farmers with loans up to about 100,000 rand to assist them with the production of vegetables or flowers. We quite proud of this initiative. So we're up to 16 so far, and these are farmers in the Onaberg area around Kamatipoort that we are assisting. And we're looking to expand that initiative. So definitely as an emerging farmer, there are opportunities for us to assist you.
All right, and thank you so much, Julian Felix, Head Sector Specialist at Standard Bank in Mpumalanga. Thank you so much for being with us this morning and also sharing such a great information. Thank you so much of yourself for a beautiful week ahead.
Thanks for having me, and a great day to you guys too.